This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This was not a normal day. These kind of days are never normal days. So, due to the abnormality of it today, he was kind enough to offer his services, and so, of course, I'm going to take him up on it. So, joining us again this week is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
The first thing Monday, and here I am the last on Friday.
I suppose maybe he's not turned up.
Hey, Bill?
Yes, okay, there we are.
There we go. You know, I realize I bookended your radio program this week. I was in the first hour on Monday. Here I am in the last on Friday.
This is the way to go, right? Yeah, anyway.
Wow. Yeah, what a terrible day to have to cover the news. But we have to.
Yep.
Where shall we start? There was a murder in Santa Fe, Texas. 10 people killed. It appears one murderer, although there are more than one person in custody. Officials are still sorting this out. And there are some huge takeaways already. Where should we start?
Well, I would say that let's start at the beginning. I had Dan Zimmerman on earlier. I'd like your opinion on this. This reminds me a lot of Columbine.
Absolutely it does. And the full Columbine. The Columbine attack were two guys acting in concert. They brought bombs onto campus. They wanted bombs to be a distraction so they could shoot more kids, so that there would be widespread panic. So did this murderer. So perhaps did these murderers. We don't really know yet whether it was single or multiple. These murderers are learning from each other, just as the jihadi terrorists do. They learn what works. They copy it. Unfortunately, they're learning faster than we are.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff. One of the problems is, if you will, what our media has done with it. Typically, we see, after Columbine, we saw 70 copycat attempts, many of them prevented. The degree of media coverage is increasing, and you get what you reward. So when you think about it, I went and looked up average media time. We are promoting these kids with a frightening public relations campaign. If you're a disaffected sociopathic murderer, you get about a 2 billion, yes, billion with a B, not million, $2 billion media campaign if you pull off a school murder. And that's worth it to these murderers. They're adapting their techniques to get the most murder and sensationalism, and we're not catching up.
Well, we're not catching up, and the policies that are in place to protect students,
right,
are the same sort of patchwork kaleidoscope setup that
yes.
we have for concealed carry permits.
Yes.
So every little fife has their own little set of rules and everything else, and it's you know, Will Barker County, Texas, has been, you know, they've been armed for 10, 11 years.
Well, but let's think about that. And I'm glad you brought up the Columbine murderers. We're not going to, I'm not going to name their names. You can, I won't. The first thing they did is engage the school resource officer.
Right.
Hi, there's a big target walking around in blue. I can plan my attack based on where he is. I have all the time in the world. So did the murderer in Texas. That, if you're depending on the SRO, that's a bad plan.
Yeah. Unless you have a platoon of them.
Well, better yet, let's get them the heck out of uniform. Let's get them in the classroom. Also, again, absolutely classic, this kid pulled the fire alarm. Now, before the we now know to be best practice. You can pull the handle before the alarm, the general alarm rings in the school.
Sure.
They want a staff member to go verify that there's really a fire. That best practice wasn't put in place. It's not that the alarm doesn't ring to the office immediately and to the fire department immediately, but before you get everybody driven into the hallway to become easy targets, you want a reliable staff member to verify that there's actually a fire. That's known best practice. It wasn't done.
Well, okay. If for these schools that want to be soft targets, why wouldn't they have video trained on all of these fire alarms?
How about just a general surveillance video looking down the hallway, and you go, wait a minute, somebody pulled the fire alarm on hallway 3. Sure. Check a camera. I don't see smoke.
Yep.
No other teacher is calling in from their classroom that there's a fire. Okay, let me call one of the classes on that hallway and ask them to look outside. Nothing. How long does that take? That doesn't mean that the fire department isn't on their way. It doesn't mean that everyone in the office isn't notified, but it means that you verify before you act so you're not manipulated.
The whole thing with, you know, given history.
Right.
Given history, though. This is what frustrates me about this. Given history. With these, well, you know, it's a school, so we shouldn't have this in a place of learning. I got
this
bad news for you. Guns in the classroom. If you're not going to make it a hard target, then make it a harder target. Put up some metal detectors, the transparent book bags, all this other stuff. Man, this guy was a student. This guy was a student. So every one of those things, especially the way he was dressed, would have been defeated anyway.
Well, and somebody told me he showed up wearing a long coat on a 90-degree day.
Yeah, he was like the trench coat mafia.
Again, now we've seen this before. This is called a clue. So we didn't, you know, this is a little bit like when you and I read about really bad guys who break our laws and then plea bargain down. You go, you don't need a new law. You need to follow up on your old regulations.
Yep.
We got 45 seconds, and the same thing is true in this case. Look, the kid didn't appear to have a bleeding arrest record and sociopathy that was long documented. But, you know, when you got bombs and guns, now the guns appear just to be a shotgun and a revolver.
Not on the ban lists.
Not anywhere close, which won't stop the prohibitionists from saying that we should ban the AR.
Yeah.
More after the break, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Morris, you can catch his stuff. Polite Society Podcast. Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, writes at the Slow Packs WordPress blog, as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and Amalatin.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse as we discuss the shortcomings of certain things. Does it frustrate you as much as it frustrates me, Rob, where we get out here and we have, you know, after Columbine, okay? After Columbine, yes. In my mind, we should never have had another one of these things.
Well, We should have been vastly better prepared. That's absolutely true. We never followed through on the lessons learned. We know what to do. We're not doing it. I'd like to see a few million people keep their kids home from school. A few million people walk into their school board meetings and say, you know what? You get my kids back when you upgrade to at least standard best practice. Until then, see ya.
Yeah,
you think that would get their attention? Because it appears nothing else will.
On the one hand, I sit back and I think school is a good way to, you know, get a little, have that social interaction, learn how to get along with people and everything else.
Sure.
And then at the same time, I begin to think, but these guys are idiots. The people that are in charge of the schools are idiots. They don't, and, you know, the teachers, you know, you would think, and I, you know, I'm always hearing about one that gave his life or her life to save their students. In the interest of their own self-preservation, I would be demanding best practice, as you put it. I would be demanding that right now. This whole thing about, well, we've got control, we think, sort of all the entrances and exits. And, yeah, we've got two, you know, SROs here. And that's all we need, because the school should not become an armed camp. I got bad news for these guys. Their program is being ignored.
Yes. Yeah.
And that irritates me.
Bill, there's another. Okay, so there's the local efforts, and that takes one sort of pressure. There are the national efforts, and that takes a very different sort of pressure. I would like our president to refuse to answer questions from a media network who puts this murderer's face on television and gives this school murderer $2 billion in publicity.
Yeah.
Because that's hurting our entire society. Bill, let me turn this question around. You're sure. In the media. You have advertisers. You work with them. How many copycat school murderers could you build if you were given $2 billion in publicity?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know how I would quantify that. I mean, we know out of Columbine, I think there was 85. They claimed there was 85 copycats that came out of the coverage of Columbine.
Right. You know, and just that's been a long time ago. And our media coverage has gotten much more intense since then.
Yeah. Much more comprehensive and deep in it and all that other stuff. It's way out there now. So, you know, I understand. Then in for us as advocates, then we get put into a sort of a rock and a hard place, because I want the killer to be the blame. I don't want the gun to be the blame. And one of the things that I have always thought whenever we get out there and say, well, I'm not going to give the killer any of this attention he wanted to get. Well, yeah, let's give him all the attention, because he is the deviant.
Right.
And these gun grabbers, I kind of think sometimes they sort of like it when we don't get out there and say, well, you know, I'm not going. If we get out there and say, well, I'm not going to give him any publicity, well, that means they can just concentrate on the gun. I remember with Colin Ferguson when he shot up the Long Island train.
Yep.
I never saw what that guy looked like till he was in court, but I saw his Ruger P85 over and over and over again.
Right.
So,
well, but let's be clear. If you're a sociopathic loser, this buys you. I mean, what else are you going to? You're not going to be an Elon Musk. You're not going to be a Bill Gates. You're not even going to be a Bill Clinton.
Right.
Please do better than Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
And yet, if you go become a mass murderer, you get. And do the math yourself. Please, please, please. You can go look it up. It's a couple lines of pencil and paper.
Mm-hmm.
You get a $2 billion publicity campaign for free. You're going to get offers of marriage while you're in jail.
Right.
That's insane. No, We have bred the murderers we deserve. Please, let's stop it. It's killing our kids.
Well.
And Bill, you can argue with me about freedom of the press. I get it. I love it. Heck, it's what I do. It's what I live by. But what I fear the same thing you do. If we don't, let's say, nobody's going to constrain CNN unless we do it to them. They'll blame the tool rather than their bizarre PR campaign.
Well, here's the thing about that. You know, as far as the legacy fake stream press is concerned,
right.
One, they don't know they're dead. They don't know they're
dead. We should call them the zombie press.
The
right?
zombie press. They're the land of the walking press.
Right.
Exactly. They don't know that their time has come and gone. And they obviously, they thought they were telling us what to think and how to do things and everything else. And then this election came along in 2016. And they didn't get the memo that we didn't pay attention to them then, because if we did, we'd be talking about President Clinton while we cried. But we're not, because we didn't pay attention to them. We still don't pay attention to them. They're out there trying to, and the reason the groundswell seems so big is because you and I, with what we do, you with your two podcasts and all the writing you do and me with this show, we don't have the penetration they do. Although,
right.
You know, CNN, you want to know the biggest reason for CNN's penetration?
Airports?
You're exactly right. They're in every
captive
airport. They're in every airport in the United States, and I hope that changes soon, too. So,
yes.
Yeah, the propaganda, it's forced propaganda. I just sort of sit there and sort of let my eyes glaze over and, you know, pour my latte over my head and everything.
Hey, you know. But in the next half hour.
Yeah.
After the break here, there is tons of good news, and I don't think we've covered all of it.
Well, let's cover some then.
Yeah, and about this very same subject, what schools are doing is changing right under our nose. It's subtle. We'll talk about it after this break.
Let's do that. Rob Morse. I mean, there's just no waiting with him. Two podcasts: Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society Podcast. A featured writer at ClashDaily.com, a featured writer at Amoland.com, his own blog at Slowfacts WordPress blog. No waiting with him. None. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, from somewhere in Louisiana, is Rob Morse, and we're talking about. Well, he wants to give me some good news because I guess he senses my frustration. Is that true? You sense my frustration?
I share your frustration, but
okay.
There is good news, and we need to know about it as well. I'm not willing to leave this subject of school safety, but I do want to broaden it a little bit and talk about more than Texas.
Right.
Just last week, and you may have reported it, three more states announced that they'd arm school staff. They were Wyoming, Georgia, and Florida. Now, in some cases, this involved a change in the laws. But I think that hides more than it reveals what happened. Florida is just such a glaring case. A bunch of local school districts got together with their sheriffs, and they said, figure out a way, because you're not going to put a deputy in every hallway. That's what I want. Sheriff, how are we going to do it? And he goes, let's see, you're a reserve deputy, and you can be a reserve deputy, and find out who the concealed carriers are. We're going to train them up, and I can't let, quote, school staff carry guns, but I can let reserve deputies who are law enforcement carry in school. Let's face it, it's the same guy who would maybe manage a traffic event after a football game.
Right.
Well, he's allowed on school property. He's allowed there during school hours. Boom. They developed a workaround. Finally, the laws caught up with reality. That was Florida. What's a little bit unusual in Georgia was that several districts announced at the same time. You usually don't see that. Usually you see a growing avalanche, meaning one district goes first. All the other boards of school boards and superintendents watch and go, okay, who's going to sue who over what? How's the, what's the public relations effects of this? What's it look like? How'd the media take it? That's not what happened in Georgia. There wasn't really a lead district, well, only by a few days. Three districts did it almost at the same time, which tells me a lot of them had been considering it for quite some time. Wyoming, I think, saw some of what was going on in Colorado. And what Laura Carno, I think she's a force of nature, right, pretty much brought the faster training program to Colorado. I won't say by herself. She had some great help, but she was an essential component. And Wyoming said, we'll do that. What was interesting in that case was how they did it. Typically, you have a school district who will send one or two staff members to be trained. Okay, now come back and you tell me what you thought of the training. You do that when the product you're buying seems like an unknown commodity and you want to really understand what it is you're buying. That's not happening anymore. Armed, the programs that train staff to be armed first responders and armed medical responders are now recognized. So we see more and more school districts when they say, okay, we're ready to make the leap. Even if they're the first ones in the state, they go, okay, if we're going to do that, we know what we're buying, and they'll send a large class. You know, typically at least a half dozen people, sometimes more. And often that's governed by finances because it takes money. How do you budget it? How do you build that line item in your budget? And that's what they're seeing now. That's how the – I'm going to call it the public culture of defending our students has changed. School districts aren't saying, well, we'll send a teacher. They go, you know, we want one on every hallway. When we roll this program in place, do we do it school at a time or district wide? Or those are the sort of decisions they're making. They weren't even considering that magnitude of change before. And so where some of the training programs could go, okay, we'll train the first one when you don't understand what you're getting. When a district says, hi, we want to send you 15 teachers, the trainers are going, can't do it for free. You got to pay full freight. Well, they can't. I mean,
right.
You know?
Yep. I hear you. But what you're pointing out is good. It is good news. And at the same time, what's interesting is we have seen, you know, we see this where, despite what the gun grabbers would have everybody believe, it wherever there is concealed carry, crime goes down.
Right.
And this is empirical data that is out there available right now. John Lott puts it together all the time. John Lott, you know, Gary Kleck does it. He revises his thing all the time. The CDC does it. So.
And sometimes they even tell us that they've done it.
That's right. So knowing that, though, there's still states like New Jersey, New York State, California, the entire state, Maryland, Illinois, where they just make it absolutely nearly impossible for anybody to get a permit. So what are the odds that these locales are going to allow teachers to be armed? And they will still blame the gun. Apparently, you know, I like to think of man, human man, as a learning animal, except in New Jersey and Maryland. And,
Well, Bill, let me carry that analogy one step further. North Carolina, you can get a permit. South Carolina, you can get a permit. Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. We don't think of those as blue states. We think of them as quite liberty-minded. But they still have laws in place that keep armed, that keep school staff disarmed.
Yep.
When are they going to catch up?
Good question.
I mean, yes, I want everybody to be, to have their full rights respected. But it bothers me that even in the states, and I'll have to take my own, and I'll hear, I have to correct the flaw in my own house first. Louisiana puts a police officer in schools, but they disarm school staff. Why? Well, I think it's shenanigans in Baton Rouge, but right. We got to fix that.
Shenanigans in Baton Rouge. I think you're right about that, absolutely. I think you are. But
well, what would you say about South Carolina? There, it's not only not. I mean, it's prohibited in my state. It's technically allowed, but they don't do it. In your state, it's banned. It's against the law.
Yeah, well, my state is the General Assembly, right? They all have to wear loafers because they can't tie their own shoes. So that's a problem. That's a problem in my state. My state, which everybody thinks is a red state, and, you know, at first blush it probably is, but going to the General Assembly and watching it, I mean, I went one time, and then I had to fight everything in my being to keep from finding a nice fire hose and going and hanging myself from an overpass. Such well, a fumbling bunch of fools. I've never, when I was being, you know what, I'll tell you about that when we get back. I don't want to be sputtering and everything. I want to be eloquent. I want to tell you some of the reasons why we haven't gone further from the mouth of one former politico in South Carolina. But Rob Morse, well, you know, Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, a very unique podcast in all of them that are out there today. Featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Ammoland.com. And most everything he does, all these ideas originate at Slow Facts WordPress blog. And he comes here on occasion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, and we've been talking, trying to find a silver lining, which you have pointed out, but you asked a question regarding South Carolina and why things aren't the way they should be in South Carolina. So,
right.
At one point, my senator, where I lived, was in charge of the House or the Senate Judiciary Committee. His name was Larry Martin, and Larry made a big thing about he was the only lawyer ever to be in charge, non-lawyer to be in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, and they were considering open carry and so-called constitutional carry in the Senate. In the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I called him and got him on the phone and I said, please do not make a decision. And because I was getting ready to go live, I didn't have time to talk to him. I said, please hold things up until I can get, you know, me and Larry Pratt and some other people can have a chat with you regarding what you're about to legislate about. And then he went, he told me yes, he would do that. And then he went in there and killed the bill. And when I got him, back on the phone, I said, why? And he said, well, if we have open carry, how will the cops know who are the bad guys and who are the good guys? And I said, Senator, it's already illegal for a felon or a criminal to carry a gun if they've been convicted of anything. And, you know, most of your regular law-abiding people, because they carry them in holsters. And he said, well, what about the bad guys? I said, they only are found with holsters less than 2% of the time. And another thing that I was in, you know, I was clashing with him about was we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia.
Right.
And that was because Georgia did not require, quote unquote, training. And I said, Senator, 50 rounds aiming at a target about the size of a dumpster where you've got, you know, the black is all, you got to get the rounds in the black. That's not training, pal. That's qualification.
Right.
Because, training is what you and I are going to be doing first weekend of next month. That's going to be training.
Yes.
This is, everything else is that kind of qualification. So that, you know, that... This is the kind of, we had to get him unelected. I was very happy. I had just started working part-time in the radio studio up here locally, and I played a little bit of that, and I enjoyed that. So,
well, let's. I want to jump back to school safety.
Sure.
Because what happened to you isn't that unusual. There are lots of things that are now when they arm teachers. Oh, I got to back up. When they arm teachers, school boards make an announcement. When the teachers are actually trained and when they start carrying. That disappears for very good reasons. We will. Somebody messaged me and goes, oh, you know, I couldn't find if there was actually that this actually happened. They just announced that they would do it. I go, you're not going to get an announcement because we're not going to paint a target on somebody's back.
Right.
The concealed in this case really needs to be concealed. We don't want anybody to know who, when, and where. But that said, arming teachers is really, and I mean this literally, the tip of the iceberg, meaning there's 7/8 of the effort you never see. Has the school done a safety audit? How is bullying treated? If somebody's been bullied or is a bully, is that logged? Is it reported? Does it go up and down the chain of command? Are they looking for warnings on social media? Have the police conducted drills? When you get a threat, how is it processed? Can a stranger walk onto the campus? Has anybody tried recently? By the way, when you become an auditor, and as one at the NRA convention, the guy goes, I walked in, picked up a kindergartner, and walked that kindergartner into the principal's office and put him down on the chair. And the guy looked at me and goes, that was a bad thing, right? And he goes, yeah, that we might want to look at this just a little bit. But, okay, so you have an audit in your local school. Is there a committee that then looks on it, looks at the deficiencies, makes recommendations, implements them, and then verifies that the change actually happened?
Right.
Guess what? Anybody can ask those questions in a school board meeting. Come on, guys, go get it and get this fixed.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that, Bill? Your kids in school, that's what you do, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I do. But, I mean, I am my kids were still in school, if they knew I was coming, that was the buzz in the school that I was coming. Because I did not play the game of, them sitting there and telling me, well, this is happening. Because I knew what else was supposed to be happening. I made it my business to know what else was supposed to be happening. So if they said, well, this is happening, my first question would be, well, why
and all the
is
other
it
stuff?
Happening? And,
right.
And you know, all the other things that you're supposed to be doing, what of those? Are those happening as well? And, so.
Well, okay, I got to get in two bits of good news before we close out. That is the way to close out a Friday.
There you go.
There's something we didn't see happening before when it comes to training school staff. We didn't see volunteers pay their own way. Because let's say it's a grand per student, and some teachers now are committed to this so strongly they go, I can afford a grand.
Yep.
Or a spouse does, or some parents and grandparents get together and go, you know what? We'll pay for our wife, niece, whoever, to take this training. Save the money for the next teacher who needs the grant to attend, because we'll cover it. Wow. And we're seeing that all across the United States. That's a change in culture. Before,
yep.
God bless. The other one, you know, if you go to a range, you and I can't put on a training class in our backyard.
No.
Our neighbors are going to get real upset real fast. The cops will be there about 4 minutes later. But we can do medical training any Saturday in a school classroom. And those classes have exploded. Bad choice of words. Those classes have seen tremendous growth.
It's still descriptive. That works. That works for me. You know,
we can go get one, you know, two medical responders on every hallway in two weeks that can be implemented. That's awesome. Why wait? What do we need? Money and effort. Let's make it happen. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I like that that's happening. I like the medical component is in there as well. It makes things, because that, you know, in the event that they actually had to ply the trade, they actually had to go to guns.
Right.
Somebody's going to get shot.
The goal is to treat the injured. Now,
right.
We can't do that if we're still creating new ones. So, yeah, stop it and fix it. Amen.
Right. Yep.
Right.
So that part of it I like a great deal. And, you know, it is good news. And at the same time, like I said, I can't believe we're still having this happen here. So hopefully they will be the learning, the learning animal I want them to be.
Now, because during the break, I just saw a change.org sheet go up that said, make it illegal for news organizations to show the name and face of mass murderers. This is where you and I disagree. I signed it. You wouldn't. But it's nice that somebody finally put that in public. We'll see how well it's promoted. We'll see. We'll find out.
I think they should make it illegal to leave everybody's a bunch of sitting ducks, you know.
Amen to that, too. From your lips to God's ears, Bill.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. He'll be back on Monday, by the way.
Next time under better circumstances.
Yes, sir. We'll be back on Monday as well. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.